I'm here at the Gallery Liverpool with Cliff Sayer, who's just opened a new exhibition here of his works. A lot of work here. I have to ask you first. It says here that you're the founder of the literalist movement. So what is literalism?
It's literally art, literally visual art. It's art with no meaning, basically. So it's literally... literally art.
So what you see is what you get, and you don't have to think about conceptual things.
Yeah, and right. You can obviously make of it what you will or what you want to make of it, you know. Some of it kind of appears religious, but it's more quasi-religious. It's like kind of religion in a parallel universe, if you like, you know. But like I said, you can still make what you want of it.
Yeah, I noticed some of them do look like scenes from the Bible or something.
That's right.
I don't know enough about religion anyway, so I'm not sure if it's if it is literal or yeah, just as you say, just something you've made up and it just has that feel about it. Yeah.
Yeah, because I've introduced the egg dog to Adam and Eve, for example.
Right.
So it's now Adam and Eve and the egg dog, who isn't in the Bible.
Oh right.
Dog's eggs as well, which don't really exist.
Yeah, you know. So. Very good, yeah. And there's a lot of work here, as I said. How many 90-odd works is there?
There's about 91 pieces.
Right. And you've done all these very recently.
Yeah, about 90% of it is since October, 95%, and there's, maybe 5 old pieces, something like that.
Yeah, it's quite prolific.
Yeah, yeah.
But, they don't look like they've been done in a rush. They look all very... very good. And you have your own style. I think quite distinctive, I think.
Yeah,
and it's not very detailed, but you can see there's obviously enough detail there to instantly recognize some of the characters. A lot of them are portraits and figurative work and of some famous people like Joyce and Mike Badger.
He's a good model, Mike.
Playing his guitar there.
As always.
Yeah. So it's quite a freestyle, but I'd say it's...
That's a good word, freestyle, because it's quite physical as well, you know, and I work on lots at the same time, and because I've been working here in the gallery.
You're in residence here, aren't you?
Yes. And that's helped doing the big ones, you know, and working on the smaller ones in, like I said, in a circle, and it's quite physical as well, the way I work, you know. A lot of standing up rather than sitting down, so I think it favours the painting, you know.
It's good. And then there's a whole new section of charcoals here. You can still see it's your style, but just being in black and white charcoal just makes it look different.
Well, the other guy, Billy, who owns the gallery, he pulled some old ones up from many years ago, and I'd forgot I'd done them, to be honest, so I thought, oh, I'll get some more of these going, because I haven't done that sort of stuff for ages, but they're continuing the dog egg theme and the Sons of Adam, which is me quasi take the Mickey religious cult.
Right, Sons of Adam.
Yeah, the Sons of Adam. It's a splinter group from the Adamites, who Hieronymus Bosch got going. You know. But they were a genuine religious cult. This is taking the Mickey.
Not Adam and Yance.
No, it could be. You know, it's a bit of fun as well. You know.
Yeah. It's mostly figurative, but there's some images. It got like three pictures of Stonehenge. There's a whole collection of skulls in there as well. Some boats. Another series of three streets of Paris.
You
were telling me you actually did some sketches that you did 15 years ago or something?
Oh, 6 years ago, sorry, it was 2004, the sketches, the drawings, just black and white pencil drawings from when I was there, and I brought them back, and years later I just dug them out and thought, I've got to get that down in paint, and I wrote all the colours down in pencil and stuff, you know.
It works really well, yeah.
It's a lovely way to work, because you're getting all these colours within shadows, so a simple black and white sketch won't give you that, so you've got to write down all these little bits of colour within the blocks of shadow and stuff, so you know what it was like at the time, because cameras don't usually get that.
That's right,
It's a whole lot. lovely colour, you know, within it. But
yeah, if you work in photographs, it's a whole different thing, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's monotone and stuff, but yeah, it's...
And some large-scale works as well, group photographs of, again, quasi-religious...
quasi-religious, yeah, definitely, yeah, it's... the Krav Maga and Christ, that's an ongoing, that's been done to death over the years, you know, it's like every old master's done that, and
yeah.
It's an attractive theme as well. I've done that a few times, like smaller ones, but it'll come back again in a few years, that one.
Yeah. And they're all for sale and selling well by looks of it as well, and some prints as well.
Yeah, I'm glad Dante went.
Yeah,
the French guy bought them, he was really into it, and he's able Gustave Doré was, Gustave Doré done the original illustrations and stuff, and so sort of homage to him as well, you know.
Okay, that's so it's a really good show. A lot of work to see, and hope lots of people get down here. So good luck with it. Thanks.
Yeah. Cheers. Thank you.
Thanks for downloading from DefNet Media.